Welcome back. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new, fresh new episode of Let the Truth Be Told. Change the name, not the game. You know what I'm saying? This is Lion's Edge, or aka EA Sams. How you doing today? You know what? I wanted to talk about something. And the thing I wanted to talk about is Bill Cosby got out of jail over a technicality. Over a verbal technicality, a DA was going to take him down. But the DA said, what? You know, I'm not really confident in this. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to tell you this, that I might set you free. But what happened? He left. New lawyer came in. Cosby went to jail. Damn. He sound like Freddy Krueger to me. I mean, didn't Freddy Krueger get out of separate from jail over a technicality? That's funny. Cosby the Cosby Krueger. You know what's funny to me? You know what I'm saying? I find it to be really pretty funny that And this is the truth, you know what I'm saying? I find this very, very funny. That a man did a show 40 years ago, okay? This show was a part of pop culture, okay? 40 years ago. 40 years ago, this man was worth, what about $500 million? This man was so powerful that he almost bought NBC. A black man almost bought NBC. I think that's awesome. But in him being that powerful, that man also had the same blueprint as Harvey Weinstein and Epstein and, you know, all of these men, Donald Trump, who were suspected of raping all these different women. Okay? The only difference between these men and Ted Bundy is that Ted Bundy got caught and he got the death penalty. But because he did this show that came out like 60 years ago, suddenly, because he's black, it's cancel culture. Ted Bundy did. He raped 60 women, 30 to 60 women. He got justice. He went to the relationship. He died, right? Then you look at Harvey Weinstein in prison. Why is Bill Cosby different? If a man make a choice, that man must reach the consequences, right? Dog eat dog. Every man, woman, child in this world is susceptible of making a choice. That choice comes with consequences. That consequences comes with the aftermath. There's a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. And I'm going to tell you the truth. He shouldn't have got out of jail. He should have stayed in there until he died. They should have buried him in his little grave and put rapists on the tombstone. Now, in the end of the day, he's a rapist. He admitted to it. And it seems like every single black person you see on YouTube, social media, or out in the world always fail to admit that he admitted that he did it. He admitted it. He admitted he did rape. It wasn't about him having millions of dollars, because he has that. He earned it. That's something that he earned. He deserved his millions of dollars. But just like he earned that money, he earned that rape, because he raped that woman. He even went on a talk show. I think it's an old clip on YouTube. He went on a talk show where Sofia Vergara from Modern Family was on there. He said, I'll take you to the back room and I'll offer you a drink. And nobody knew what that meant. What that meant was he wanted to rape her because she was attractive. Everybody didn't get that. It was a joke that nobody understood at the time when he was on the show before his court case came and the accusations came. This is something that he's proud of. But this is the thing about psychopaths. Psychopaths don't see the right and the wrong. They only see what they want and they go for it. You know what I'm saying? There is a blueprint on how to get away with these things, and Bill Cosby is a master of it, just like Donald Trump is, just like Epstein was, just like Harvey Weinstein is. And let the truth be told. He knew he was going to jail. He knew, he just didn't, he was so comfortable getting away with it that when it finally went down, he was like, damn, why it had to happen when I was 81? But see, every single person out there is protecting him is part of the problem. Every single person that's protecting him is part of the problem. When did we get this country get to the point where we protect the criminals? You know what I'm saying? I live in a world, man, where I don't protect the criminals. I fight against them. You know what I'm saying? I believe in people like Elliot Ness. I believe in people who actually fought against the mess. You know what I'm saying? The modern day hero. The fucking Bernie Sanders, the modern day hero. I'm not down with this. I'm going to say he couldn't do it because it's not in his character. You don't know what his character is. We all have two versions of ourselves. We have the self that the world sees, and we have the self that people see in private. And at the end of the day, Bill Cosby did all that in private. Bill Cosby raped more women than Ted Bundy, and Ted Bundy dead right now. Bill Cosby getting set free on a technicality like Freddy Krueger. We can all sit here and we can say it's because of cancel culture. We can tell the truth. That a dirty ass old man got what he deserved. But because he black, we want to say, well, why it took so long to happen to fire Einstein? Charlie Sheen's still around. Charlie Sheen is dying of HIV. Epstein hung himself. Harvey Weinstein's in jail. Who else you want to throw up? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we are all in charge of our own souls. We are all in charge of ourselves. And if you want to be, you know, someone who, a simp, who want to go around and believe that every single black man is innocent, just like every single white person is innocent, or every single color person is innocent, just as long as they was on TV, radio, sports, politics, or whatever, then you can face your own mental disposition and retardation on your own. But I live in the real world, and let the truth be told, they shouldn't put him out of jail. And I'm going to call him Cosby the Rapist to the day I die. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what he is. He's a rapist. He admitted to it. Why is it that when you look on YouTube and social media, or you talk to anybody on the street, everybody fails to realize that he admitted it? He ain't read nobody. He did it wrong. He admitted to it. I mean, if you did something you wanted and you admitted to it, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wouldn't be saying you didn't. No, he didn't do that. If I got a new job and a promotion, I'd be proud of it. I'll say I did it. If I lost a job, I'll say that I did it. If it was this hot chick and I wanted to get with her and I got with her, I'd be proud of it. I said I did it. This man admitted that he did it. Whether you like it or I like it or you hate it and I hate it, he admitted he did it. But see, for some reason, because he played a doctor on a TV show 45 years ago and every single child that's on that show is in their 40s, they want you to believe rape is okay. Because ultimately, that's what they trying to say, that rape is okay. Because all those women that came forward, where's the justice for them? They all literally came forward. You know how hard it is for these kind of women to come forward? I mean, have you seen the episode of SVU? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's hard for a woman to come forward after going through something like that. And then they come forward, and guess what? Freddy Krueger is set free on the technicality. He walk out of jail doing the Cosby bump like people in 2021 would recognize what the hell that is. We need to stop. We need to wake up and tell the truth. Not our version of the truth, but the actual truth. The truth is that man got away with rape. Now, maybe a couple of those cases might be false, but the one he was convicted of was real. Whether you like him or you hate him, he is a rapist. By the eyes of the law, he went down for rape. Then you take it back, he still got 60 more cases for rape. This man's life is going to be in a courtroom for the rest of his life. And he did that to himself. But because he played on a TV show and he made a cartoon about a fat guy, okay, it makes him exempt from prosecution. And I don't know if you remember very carefully, but the king of the universe lived, breathed, and died in this world. And he died for the sins of mankind over crimes that he didn't commit. God died. But Bill Cosby, who raped 60 women, or and admitted to raping a woman that he went to jail for, gets out of jail. And that's fair. Who was Bill Cosby? Who was Epstein? Who was Harvey Weinstein? Who was Trump? They all have some kind of ownership over you because they have money. They made them better than you because they have money. Truth be told, none of these people are better than you. These people worked hard and got lucky. We all got lucky. We all get lucky. We work hard. We fight for a craft. We master it. We get out there. We take a chance. And sometimes that chance work out. And that's what happened to Bill Cosby. He became a champion for elitism, privilege, entitlement. And he was an oligarch just like everybody else. But because he played on a TV show that people identify with in Black America, everybody just want to forgive every crime he did. He could be, I'm starting to believe that they could have him on camera drugging and raping a woman, and that wasn't him, that was a Photoshop. That couldn't have happened. It's no way that could have happened to Bill Cosby. No, that wasn't Bill Cosby, that was Dave Chappelle. You know, people got to stop lying. Tell the truth. Quit making excuses for people who don't give a damn about you. If that man raped one woman, then he didn't give a damn about her life. He didn't give a damn about her mental health. And he damn sure didn't give a fuck about you. Because if you was his type, he'd probably rape you too. Bill Cosby is a criminal of society. And he went to jail because that's where he deserved to be. 12 members of the jury made him guilty and he admitted to a crime. And I don't give a fuck what show he played on. I don't give a fuck whatever he did. Uptown Saturday Night, Ghost Dad, whatever trash thing he ever made. He committed a crime and he should go to jail. He was convicted, but because of him being rich and because of some stupid technicality, just like Freddy Krueger, he's on the street. And let's be honest, though. Is that fair to those women? Is that fair to me? If that's fair to you? Is that fair to anybody else? Because I guarantee if I committed a crime, trust me, I don't have Bill Cosby money. I don't have Bill Cosby's influence. And I don't have anything that he has. And I guarantee I would have went to jail swift. I would have went to jail fast. It wouldn't be no justice for Cosby the Rapist on social media. It would have just been E.A. Sams locked up. Nobody cares. But for some reason, in this country, we do hero worship. And people care, and they look past your sins and your crimes. But truth be told, I don't do that. You do something, I call you on it. We need to tell the truth. Truth is a virus. That's the only way you live in this world, by telling the truth about the virus. That's it for me. This is ES Sounds. And this was broadcast of Truth Be Told. Y'all have a good one. And we'll talk to you on the next episode.